有兄弟姊妹，大家平安。教会的本质就是真做一间会通敬拜上帝的圣殿。同我讲，敬拜是教会生活中间的核心。咱若失去敬拜，教会就无再是教会。今年咱 CTPC TM 甲 EM 有一个共同的主题。就是伫圣神甲真理内面的敬拜，咱共同的目标就是要来建造咱 CTPC 正做一间伫真理的圣神带领下面，用心神甲真实来敬拜上帝教会。过去，咱已经有正侪的努力，咱就爱伫已经有的基础顶面，搁再进一步来发展。就亲像保罗先生不断地提醒咱。咱就要献上咱本身真多话者，同时就让咱的心智换新来变化，会通明白什么是上帝善良、通欢喜、搁顺转的旨意。
One essential aspect of the church is that worship is sacred to God. Worship is the core of the church's life, and without it, the church ceases to be a church.This year, our theme for CTPC, both TM and EM, is worship in spirit and truth. Our goal is to help us learn to worship God with sincerity and honesty under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and truth. We have put in a lot of effort in the past, and we aim to build on that foundation. As Paul reminds us from Romans 12:1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices.Holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
敬拜这里的希腊文的意思是讲，拍拜在某名人的面前，浸伊的脚，摸伊的衫裤，或者是伊所徛起的土地。根据礼典的定义，敬拜是通过仰望、悔改、祈祷、感恩等等的活动。将属于上帝荣耀、敬畏、甲忠实献予迄位至高者主宰。伫英文 ，worship 是对两个字根来 ，worth 甲 ship。worth 就是值得、会堪值的意思。敬拜上帝，就是将上帝应该得到的荣耀、上帝应该得到的尊贵、上帝应该得到的恶乐来归伫伊，用圣洁的尊塔。来敬拜伊。
The definition of worship. The Greek word for worship is proskuneo, meaning to bow down before someone, to kiss their feet, the hem of their garment, or the ground on which they stand. Webster Dictionary says worship is the act of giving reverent honor to God involving adoration, confession, prayer, thanksgiving. The English word worship is derived from the roots worth and ship.Worshipping God means ascribing to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness.
当我讲敬拜的对象不是人，是上帝。咱若是要将上帝所应该得到的来归乎伊，那呢，咱就必须要照着上帝的本质，以及伊对着咱的启示来敬拜伊，不是干那照咱家己的意思。如果咱是照咱家己的意思来敬拜伊，毋是照着上帝的心意来敬拜伊，那呢？检采咱有外表敬拜的行为，总是咱的内心却将家己关待家己比上帝较悬，那安尼咱就欠缺对上帝的尊敬甲敬畏。
The object and focus of worship is not us but God. In order to give God what He deserves, we must worship Him according to His nature.And His direction to us rather than following our own desires. When we worship God according to our own desires, outwardly we may look like we're worshiping, but inwardly we are exalting ourselves, not God.
敬拜嘛，通讲是一个献祭的人，伫上帝面前献上上帝所欢喜的物。所以献祭的人甲所献的物拢非常的要紧。咱爱记得一项事，唔是你随便献什么货。上帝就欢喜来感恩。阿伯甲该隐这对兄弟，因拢有献祭，献祭予上帝。总是圣经记载讲，耶和华眷顾阿伯甲伊的礼物， 无眷顾该阮甲伊所行的礼物，伫上帝的目睭来看，献祭的人比献祭的物搁较要紧，因为上帝所看重的是人的内心，毋是人的外表，是人的内心对着伊的敬畏的心，毋是外表表现出来敬畏的行为。如果咱来欠缺内心的敬畏，那呢，咱的敬拜只不过是一个外表的敬虔。
Worship is an offering by a person to God, presenting what pleases God. Both the worshipper and the offering are important. Not everything a person offers will be accepted by God. In the story of Cain and Abel, God looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. In God's eyes, the person offering the sacrifice is more important than the sacrifice itself. God looks at the heart, not just the outward appearance. The inner reverence matters more than external acts. Without inner reverence, worship becomes fake.
该问伊内心的实情，反映伫伊的态度。伊无反省是安怎上帝无眷顾伊的内面，是毋是伊家己本身有出问题？反倒等伊非常的受气，向上帝变面。啊，上帝指出该问内心的问题，就对伊讲。你啥事受气啊？你啥事变面啊？你若行了好，你敢无得到感动？若是你行了无好，罪孽埋伏伫你的门口，罪要乱无你，你要管合伊。但该阮毋是无敬拜，该阮毋是无献祭，总是伊献祭的心的态度，伊敬拜的态度，无得到上帝欢喜，显然。上帝在意的是一个献祭的人，伊的内心，甲这个内心三一致，外表的行为，内心的敬畏所产生正直的行为，会影响伫咱所献祭的物，是毋是得到上帝欢喜？先知撒母耳捌经过所罗王讲，耶和华欢喜烧祭甲祭事，点会亲像伊欢喜人尊探伊的话。所罗王希望有献祭，总是的内心却无听探上帝话，所以无得到上帝欢喜。咱知咱的主耶稣基督捌学了一个献两个小钱的寡妇，讲伊所献的比所有人所献的搁较济，因为这个寡妇毋是干那献两个小钱，伊所献的是对上帝敬畏的心。咱敬拜上帝，爱记这项事，咱所敬拜这位上帝。看重咱的内心，比看重咱外在外表的行为较重；看重咱所行的心，比咱所行的物搁较重。
Cain's true condition was reflected in his attitude. When God didn't accept his sacrifice, he became angry. God said, "Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you." But you must rule over it. Cain did make an offering, but the problem was his heart. His heart wasn't pleasing to God. God is concerned with both the heart and the conduct of the worshiper. Inner reverence and upright behavior affect whether our offerings are pleasing to God. In 1 Samuel 15, the prophet Samuel warned King Saul, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. Although Saul offered sacrifices, his heart did not obey God. Jesus praised the widow who gave two small coins because of her sincere and reverent heart. When we worship, God cares about the condition of our hearts more than our outward appearances or offerings.
In the Bible, there is another story that is also teaching us. We are just going to be able to worship our own meaning to worship God.唔，也是咱未通得到上帝欢喜，甚至咱为着家己惹起生命危险的麻烦。上帝通过摩西有教示，祭司若要献祭时阵，就爱用圣圣的火，未使用凡俗的火。所谓圣圣的火，就是对祭坛所点着的火；若是凡俗的火，就是你家己所出来的火。但阿伦有两个囝，一个叫做拿达，一个叫做阿比侯。因两个人就是无献圣的火，是用凡俗的火来献祭，因的结果就是火火烧死。但这两个人拢是大祭司阿伦的囝， 担任祭司，应该伫现在的代志顶管做伙的榜样，总是因干那要照家己的意思来献祭，致到因遭受真大的刑罚。兄弟姊妹，咱就爱切切记得，唔通用咱家己的意思来敬拜，用家己的意思来敬拜，就是用你家己本身的情欲，用你家己的肉体，用你内在的动机，才会宗教信念，甲实践的方法，总是无要听探上帝荷兰的启示，上帝做指示咱的方式。
The Old Testament reminds us that worshiping according to our own desires displeases God and can also endanger us. In Leviticus, God instructed the priests to use fire and not use common fire for sacrifices. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, each took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it and offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And fire came from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. They were the sons of the high priest Aaron, and they should have set an example in their service. But they offered unauthorized fire and faced severe consequences. We must remember not to worship with private motives. Worshipping with private motives involves practicing a set of religious beliefs and methods that originate from our own desires rather than following God's revealed ways.
在今天咱所读的经文中间，咱读到咱的主耶稣基督教示咱怎样来敬拜上帝。有一个撒玛利亚的妇人人对耶稣讲：“先生啊，我知你是一个先知，我的主甲阮讲，就伫这个山顶来敬拜。那是恁讲敬拜所在是耶路撒冷。”总是耶稣回答伊讲：“妇人人啊，你就信我，时要到，现今就是。”人拜伯无伫即个山，也无伫耶路撒冷。恁所拜的，恁唔知；阮所拜的，阮知。因为救恩对犹太人出，但时要到，现今就是。迄、那个真正敬拜天父的，就用伊的心灵甲真实来敬拜伊。上帝是一个神，所以拜伊的人也得用心灵甲真实来拜伊。但即句话非常的要紧。上帝是一个神，伊是创造天地海，甲其中万米以外的上帝。上帝无所不在，上帝充满万有，上帝无予空间所限制。过去的人因为受着空间的限制，规定敬拜所在，有人讲得爱到伫山顶敬拜，有人讲得伫耶路撒冷敬拜。当然，咱会通讲，上帝既然是无所不在，你伫山顶敬拜。在耶路撒冷敬拜都会通，总是咱却未通因为这个缘故，将敬拜上帝的所在局限在特定的空间。
In today's scripture, Jesus teaches us how to worship. A Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship."Jesus replied to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming and when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know, we worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit."God created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. God is omnipresent, filling all things. In the past, people were restricted by geographic locations for worship. The northern Israelites worshipped in the mountains, while the southern Jews worshipped in Jerusalem. Because God is present everywhere, worshipping Him should not be confined to specific spaces.
当耶稣讲，敬拜天父上帝人，得用心情甲真实。但这句希腊文，因普罗马泰开阿里泰呀，咱会通有两个翻译。一个翻译是讲伫心灵甲真实，第二个翻译是讲伫灵甲真理内面。这两个翻译有小可无同款，总是因会通互通，相是会通互补。如果咱将伊翻作是用心神甲真实。是要强调一个人在敬拜上帝要出自伊的内心，用真实的态度来敬拜上帝。因为咱拄则所讲，上帝看重人的内心，看也看重伫人外在敬拜的动作。知影人的心的上帝， 知影什么人真实是用伊的心伫敬拜，什么人只不过是咧做表面的功夫。上帝的本性那是真实，那呢，伊所欢喜的敬拜，的确是对内心真实的敬拜。所以先知一再指责以色列人的敬拜唔对，伊讲恁的嘴亲近上帝，总是恁的心却离上帝远远。耶稣也时常指责当初时的法利赛人讲：恁的敬拜总是恁是假冒为神，干那做外表的功夫。
More important than space is worship of the heart. Jesus said, "But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth." In spirit and truth can also be translated as in the spirit and truth within. These translations emphasize different aspects but are complementary. If translated as in spirit and truth, it emphasizes that worship must come from the heart with honesty. God values the heart more than external acts of worship. God knows genuine worship. God is truth, and he delights in worship that comes from sincere and genuine hearts. The prophets repeatedly rebuked the Israelites. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Jesus criticized the Pharisees for being hypocrites.
如果咱将伊犯罪是伫灵甲真理内面来敬拜，那呢所要强调的是讲，咱敬拜上帝是伫圣神的感动甲着带领，用合乎上帝的真理方式来进行敬拜。一个敬拜上帝的人，必须要伫圣神的感动甲启示下面来认识上帝。承认伊就是上帝，知影伊值得咱尊敬，值得咱阿罗来向伊表达咱的敬畏的心，甲咱的感情。圣神是真理的神，伊要引导咱进入一切关系上帝的真理，和咱会通照着上帝的真理来敬拜伊。所以咱会通讲，头前一个翻译是强调敬拜的主观面，强调的是咱的内心，甲咱的诚实。上帝所欢喜的敬拜是出自内心诚实的敬拜，那是后一个翻译，咱看到的是敬拜的客观面，咱是爱伫圣神的引导下面，圣神所启示关于上帝的真理来敬拜伊。真正敬拜需要合乎上帝的真理。如果咱将这两个翻译主观面甲客观面该合作伙，那安尼会通帮助咱搁较完整来敬拜上帝。
If it's translated as in the spirit and truth within, then it means that worshiping God must be guided by the Holy Spirit and done in line with the truth. True worshipers must acknowledge God and honor him. The Holy Spirit leads us in the truth so that we may worship God in accordance with that truth. The first translation focuses on the subjective aspect of worship, that God accepts worship from a sincere heart. The second translation emphasizes the objective aspect, that we must worship according to the truth revealed by the Holy Spirit. True worship requires both a sincere heart and a heart aligned with God's truth. Combining both translations allows us to consider both the subjective and objective aspects of worship, helping us worship God more holistically.
当耶稣甲咱讲，是要到现今就是，这是咧宣告一个新的敬拜的时代已经来临。甲着旧约的敬拜有所关联，但是已经超越伫旧约时代的敬拜。新的敬拜时代来临，因为耶稣基督已经来。耶稣向咱启示天父上帝，就是咱的阿爸父上帝。伊教是咱祈祷时阵就讲：“阮伫天灵的父。”咱敬拜上帝，就是敬拜一个伫天顶的阿爸父上帝。这个父是一个神，敬拜伊的人用心灵来敬拜伊。敬拜就是伫圣神的内面，咱用咱的心来敬拜迄个真做神的上帝。
Jesus said, "The hour is coming and is now here. A new era of worship has arrived, related to but surpassing Old Testament worship. The new era has come because Jesus has come. Jesus revealed that God is our Father, saying, 'Our Father in heaven.' When we worship God, we worship Him as a Father in heaven." Since the Father is Spirit, we must worship Him in Spirit. Worship is in the Holy Spirit. Our human spirits worship the Father in the Spirit of God.
当耶稣来，福音也来。咱已经对律法的旧的时代进入到福音的新的时代，所以咱就照福音的真理来敬拜上帝。 亲像保罗先生所讲，但现今咱已经脱离律法，将兵所束缚咱的，咱已经愿意来死，至高咱的服侍是照咱心神的情况，唔是照着律法文字的古款。如果咱来要照律法的古款，咱就到底要到撒冷来敬拜，咱就爱接受割礼，咱就爱献精神的死者。总是伫福音的新的时代，咱敬拜上帝是将咱本身献正做活祭，咱的心意换新来变化，来明白什么是上帝良心、通欢喜、搁顺转的旨意。
Jesus has come bringing the gospel. We have transitioned from the old era of the law to the new era of the gospel. Therefore, we should worship God according to the truth of the gospel.Paul said in Romans 7:6, but now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. In the old way, we had to go to the temple, be circumcised, and offer sacrifices of dead animals. In the new era of the gospel, our worship is to offer ourselves as living sacrifices with renewed hearts, seeking the good and pleasing will of God.
当耶稣来，福音也来，圣神也降临。圣神的降临带来新的敬拜。在旧约的时代，耶稣也未得到荣耀，圣神也未大大降临。人的内心就是想要敬拜上帝，总是犹原有济济垃圾误会。若要靠着家己的神来接触、来条件，这位圣洁的上帝，常常是困难。所以，刚才当凭着这条例律法的疑问，用精神的血通过这些的限制来敬拜上帝。总是在新的时代，耶稣在十字架顶完成救恩，也得到荣耀。五旬节圣神大大降临，换新咱的心，换新咱的灵。咱无搁再靠着精神的血，是靠着耶稣十字架宝血，最得到赦免。咱嘛无必要搁到底要到山顶，也是山顶敬拜上帝，因为咱的身躯就是圣神所徛起的圣殿。伫圣神的引带换新下面，咱会通用新的心、新的神、新的生命来敬拜上帝。圣神要教咱的良心同做见证，讲咱是上帝的儿女。所以当咱的敬拜时阵，咱自然自然会呼叫阿爸爸上帝。圣神是一个联合者。将爸甲囝伫敬拜中间联合起来，圣神嘛是一个编织者，将所有听上帝的人的心编织做伙，同心合意来敬拜上帝。
Jesus has come, the gospel has come, and the Holy Spirit has also come. The coming of the Holy Spirit brings about a new form of worship. In the Old Testament, before the Holy Spirit descended, human hearts were impure and sinful.Approaching a holy God was impossible. As a result, they relied on regulations, rituals, and sacrifices by priests. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has descended, renewing our hearts and cleansing us. We no longer need the blood of sacrifices. Instead, we rely on the blood of Jesus on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. We don't have to come to worship God in the temple in Jerusalem because our bodies are temples where the Holy Spirit resides.Through the Holy Spirit, we can worship God with new hearts, new spirits, and new lives. The Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So when we worship, we can cry, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit unites and weaves together the hearts of all who love God, allowing us to worship God with one mind and heart.
When we, in the 主观方面, use our 心灵和信息, in the 客观方面, we, in the 信心里面, in the 真理里面, to 敬拜父上帝。那呢，咱每一次的敬拜，就亲像一粒贵重的珍珠，美丽、详细、明亮。穆安德勒讲了非常好，当人的心灵拍败伫上帝的面前，笑念伊的伟大、伊的性格、伊的能力、甲伊的疼，将伊的名应该得到的荣耀、尊贵、敬拜归乎伊的，人的心灵迄个时阵就打开来接受上帝的亲近，来接受上帝的亲密。尝试接受伊的能力，伫伊的心内做工，这是真实敬拜的奥秘。
When we subjectively worship the Father in spirit and truth, and objectively worship the Holy Spirit and truth, our worship becomes like a radiant pearl.
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew Murray said, when a person's spirit bows down before God, meditating on his greatness, his holiness, his power, and his love, attributing the glory, honor, and worship due to his name, the person's spirit opens up to receive the intimacy of God and his powerful work. This is the secret of true worship.
大兄弟姐妹，敬拜是咱的心伫圣神的感动、换新、充满中间来体会上帝伫耶稣基督内面所赏赐咱丰富的恩典，明白上帝伫耶稣基督内面所蕴藏济济奥妙真理。因为安尼，咱咧感谢上帝，阿罗上帝将咱本身献予上帝。伫即款的敬拜中间，上帝会通成做咱无上的价值，同时和上帝的价值。真做咱生命的真实，亲像启示录所讲，阮的主，阮的上帝，你是堪得荣耀、尊贵、甲权柄，因为你创造万米，常是万米，因为你的旨意来创造。咱用心神甲真实来敬拜迄位创造咱、救赎咱的上帝，会乎咱的生命经历伊的荣耀、伊的尊贵、甲伊的权柄。
Worship is experiencing the rich grace given by God in Jesus Christ through the movement, renewal, and fullness of the Holy Spirit. It involves understanding the mysterious truth hidden in Jesus Christ and thanking God, praising God, and dedicating ourselves to God. When we do, God becomes the supreme value of our lives, and his values become the standards by which we live. As Revelation 4 says, "Worthy are you, O Lord our God, to receive glory, honor, and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Worshipping God, the God who created and redeemed us with our spirits in truth and sincerity, allows our lives to experience his glory, honor, and authority.
大家亲爱的姊妹，我们立定我们的心志，今年在我们 CTBC， 无论是 TM 还是 EM， 我们个别的主日崇拜也是咱联合的礼拜，咱每一届伫这个所在敬拜上帝时阵，拢是用心神甲真实的敬拜，常时拢伫圣神甲圣神所指示的真理内面来敬拜上帝。
Dear brothers and sisters, let's make every worship service in CTPC one in which it is sincerity and truth in the Holy Spirit.
请咱当心来祈祷。天父，我的上帝，我立志要敬拜你，用谦卑顺服的心来敬拜你。恳求你赏赐我信心，让我伫真理的信心引出下面，会通用心灵甲真实来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we aspire to worship you with hearts of humility and obedience. We earnestly seek your bestowal of the Holy Spirit, guiding us in worship that is pleasing and acceptable to you.In the truth of the Spirit. May we love you with sincerity and truth in our hearts. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.